New wreckage that may be from the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 could be the first proof that the plane may have been exposed to intense heat or fire. The debris has been brought to Australia and handed to officials at the Transport Safety Bureau in Canberra this morning. If it's confirmed to be from this plane, it would support the theory that an onboard fire crippled the Boeing 777 systems, leaving pilots struggling to get back to safety before being overwhelmed by fumes or lack of oxygen. Peter Lloyd has the latest.
Blaine Gibson is an American lawyer who's turned into a self-styled investigator into the mystery of Flight 370. He's brought more suspected and confirmed pieces of wreckage back from Africa than anyone. I caught up with him as he strode down Canberra's Northbourne Avenue to keep an appointment to deliver more to the ATSB.
I am bringing these over to ATSB, which will give the absolute best forensic analysis and investigation possible. There are two that have burned and singe marks on them. And if those are found to be from Malaysia 370, and if it is discovered that the fire took place before the crash, then this is a real game changer that could help identify what was the cause of the plane's demise. I'd add that of these five pieces, three of them are from the fuselage.
Some people may wonder why it is you didn't take these to Malaysia, why the Malaysians aren't the ones receiving this debris.
Because I am going straight now from Madagascar to Australia. So this was my first stop.
It's too soon to know if Blaine Gibson's right about the provenance of these objects. But all the new debris has the honeycomb patterning that's unique to Boeing's composite material. And some strongly resemble panelling used in the Boeing 777. Blaine Gibson is not alone in speculating that the panel that has the scorched appearance may be from the avionics bay, which is located below and behind the cockpit under the main cabin floor.
One of the theories is that there was a fire on the plane. We don't know. No evidence to support that yet. And if it is determined that these pieces are from Malaysia 370, and if it's determined that the fire or heat exposure and melting occurred before the crash, then that's a very significant clue.
Relatives of MH370 passengers and crew have also come to Canberra to visit the Transport Safety Bureau. It was meant to be a private visit, initiated by Australian search officials who saw firsthand how the next of kin are sidelined in Malaysia. Grace Nathan's mother, Anne, was on the missing flight. On behalf of the next of kin, she's seizing the moment today to ask Australian search officials to petition Malaysia to step aside from the investigation.
I think the topic will come up about whether it's possible for Malaysia to relinquish its authority over the search, its power over the search, and to hand it over to another nation that is willing and capable of taking over.
Next of kin who aren't here want it known that they're united too against the airline. KS Narendran's partner was on the plane. He Skyped in from Chennai.
I think the families and the public at large are being shortchanged.
What is it about the investigation, or in fact what failures do you say Malaysia has made in the investigation that's brought you to that conclusion?
Well, rather than go too far back in time, let me just take the most recent ones. Very simple. There is potential debris that has been languishing in Madagascar for the last almost now 3 months. It boggles our mind as to why that country, which is in charge of the investigation, would simply not pick it up.
There is no codified mechanism for firing a sovereign state from a crash investigation. It is another gap in global aviation governance and practice exposed by this disaster. But it's not without precedent. Ukraine voluntarily handed over the downing of MH17 to the Netherlands.
Peter Lloyd with that report.